Our Middle East correspondent Ben Knight is in the northeastern city of Tobruk in Libya, near the Egyptian border, not far from Benghazi, where Libyans are celebrating their freedom from Gaddafi's rule. Ben Knight sent this report.
As we walked across the border into Libya, it was clear straight away that the Libyan government simply doesn't exist in this part of the country anymore. As the last Egyptian border gate closed behind us, there on the other side was nothing. Nothing but massive, empty buildings. No police, no passport control, no customs. Just a few young men sitting on office chairs who smiled, checked our press cards, and whistled for a truck to take us down the road. As we drove away from the border, we passed a huge military base that was also completely abandoned. And as we neared the town of Tobruk, we picked up the local radio station. Now that it's free to broadcast whatever it wants, it's giving a regular spin to the old Libyan national anthem, the one Muammar Gaddafi replaced when he came to power. In Tobruk City Square, the old pre-Gaddafi Libyan flag is everywhere too. And after Friday prayers were done, the celebrations began. A police truck joined the celebrations, turning up with a massive machine gun on the back. A week ago, these officers were part of the Libyan regime, but now that they've joined the revolt, all that seems to have been forgiven and forgotten. But while Tobruk is free, it's not over yet. The opposition here is organising itself to keep law and order and services going, but also to prepare for a long fight if needed. Fatih Majid is part of the Resistance Council.
And we'll never go back. We'll never go back. We are keep going until Gaddafi get out.
Everyone, it seems, is now part of the revolt. Young men are armed, some of them with machetes and homemade guns, others with AK-47s taken from the military arsenal. One of the country's senior generals is here organising them into a fighting force. Tobruk, of course, is famous as the place where Allied troops held out for 8 months under siege in World War II, the soldiers who became known as the Desert Rats. Dr. Ali Masadna lives in Tobruk and knows his history. And he wants the old allies to remember it too.
What I want for free countries like Australia, European Union, United States and other countries in this world to support us.
This is Ben Knight in Tobruk, Libya, for Saturday AM.